Breaking down the barriers to work-life balance. In today's world, balancing your work life and your social life is harder than ever. When's the last time you've gone 5 minutes without hearing a phone ring, having a chatty coworker interrupt you, or seeing multiple notifications pop up on your cell phone? Distractions that rob you from being productive at work are everywhere. They suck your time away like vampires and come in all shapes and sizes. Imagine, you're rolling along with your work. But as soon as you pick up some momentum, the news app on your phone decides to send you a breaking update. You pause to glance at the notification and read, "Local woman's dog has surprise septuplets." As happy as you are for Coco and her new puppies, did you really need to know about them while you're typing up an urgent report that was dropped on your desk today and is due tomorrow?
Step number one was a big lesson. Give. It took me a few years to understand the giving principle that took my parents from dirt poor to debt free. It took no time at all to watch how blessed others were by my mother's generosity. Before the little room over our garage became Need to Breathe's first recording studio, it was a temporary shelter for anyone needing a transition to a better life. Since my parents grew up poor, and that's also the way they lived at the beginning of their marriage, one would think that my parents would always choose to make money for themselves if the opportunity presented itself. They could have rented out that space and made money. But they chose to be generous and help those who needed help. And the guest list was a mile long. They hosted a stripper and her 3-year-old daughter, an ex-convict, alcoholics, widows, and the homeless. If someone had genuine need, Mom would sow genuine seed.